now tuned in to the Pod Gods Network.
And make sure you head on over to podgodsnetwork.com and check out all 11.5 million shows we have available for your free consumption. They're all free, they're all funny, and they're all fucking Pod Gods. Go check them out. Podgodsnetwork.com, 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 podgodsnetwork.com.
You are now listening to Blogging Under the Influence, where my dad and his buddies get drunk and talk smack. Talk smack.
Talk smack.
Hey, I'm the life of the party. Hey, look what I started. Hey, how you doing? What's up? Yeah, now everybody raise your cups and sing. Sobriety, 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 sobriety. Man, I never wanna grow up. Sobriety sucks.
We missed the entrance there.
Sobriety Sucks. This is Blogging Under the Influence, episode 96. My name is Mick.
Oh, yeah, I'm Scott.
Shauna.
And that's our cast for the week. It's been a while. Seems like I say that every time we record now.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've done a show.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks.
We, 96 episodes in, we went from a weekly podcast. We did that religiously
to maybe
for
a monthly.
60 some episodes.
Yeah, I was thinking how many, a year and a half or 2 years almost.
Actually, to be honest, this would be our 2 year anniversary.
Wow.
This show. Actually, today, the day we're recording.
Oh, no kidding.
2 years ago.
Yay. It's not that I forgot. I mean, I brought you something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the car.
Yeah. We forgot it.
Bring it in.
I didn't think about it until you said something.
Oh,
really?
Oh, I'm offended that you.
No, well, I knew.
Yeah.
You forgot our anniversary.
I knew it was
You're
mid-April.
Sleeping on the couch.
I just figured this deep into the show that we would, as far as celebrating anything, theoretically, we'd go on the 100th episode rather than the 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So we're 4 episodes away from that. Well, 3 after this one's done. So,
wow,
we'll do something.
That's an accomplishment.
We'll have a big
I wonder
giant
how
cookout.
Many other podcasts have had a 2 year run, successful or non. I mean, I think it's an accomplishment.
There's a lot of shows on the network that have, but as far as the grand spectrum of independent podcasts, not very many. They come and go.
Yeah.
And we could have very easily came and gone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with all the
it's just
the
force
things
of will that
yes.
has. And I was just, I was thinking on the way over here, and I was going to wait and mention it, but that Shauna is even on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, that's an accomplishment because I can remember the early days where
guys only.
There was almost fighting if Shauna came near the garage or
just
I can remember
beer
her, and,
or anything,
her
yeah.
and Becky one night were outside the garage and all the grumbling that went on amongst some of the members.
But
and I thought, man,
neither one of them are sitting here.
Yeah,
are they?
I was like, what's the deal? You know,
it's for guys only.
Yeah,
girls
yeah,
are not allowed.
The He-Man Woman Haters Club.
Yeah, kind of. It was almost that way that, the women were not. And Tina, too, I guess, wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
She was
oh,
the
yeah.
same.
At the beginning,
she fucking hated it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she was a listener.
Yeah, Tina didn't like it. Becky didn't like it. And I think Tyson and John were kind of using it as an excuse to get away from them a little bit.
Yeah, for a few
you know
hours,
what I mean?
Probably. Probably so.
Yeah, everybody needs time apart from their significant other. I mean, you know, but Shauna and I spend so much time away from each other in normal life that,
yeah,
you know, when it's time, it's right. weekend, it's time to spend time together.
Sure.
And, you know, I don't mind having her on the show. I don't need to
get away from
her.
Oh, no, I'm going to go on record that I don't mind having you on the show either, Shauna.
Thanks, I appreciate
it. I'm on the record as saying that. And I was, back then, I was like, I didn't really, I myself personally didn't have any problem with having chicks on the show,
mm-hmm.
you know. At one point, Brittany. Tyson's.
Brittany was there,
Brittany
just to take pictures.
Yeah, she was taking pictures,
but
which I never got.
Right, yeah, I never saw any of those hit the...
And Tammy went apeshit, Tyson's mom, about her being there, because she was still in high school.
Yeah.
She was
Yeah, that was 17. In John's garage.
Yeah.
Back in the garage days. But didn't we have another gal
who Tisha.
Was the, yeah, the, or was it Tice?
Tisha Trice.
Yeah.
The lady that made our logo in the Pod Gods Network logo.
Oh, great logo, too. I still appreciate
she
that,
came
Tisha.
Here. She didn't participate a lot, but she took
some pictures
good pictures.
Of her eyes here, a few. I'd like to, whatever happened with that.
She actually, your flyer's right over there, but she put them in her art exhibit.
Okay.
Yeah. This thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, here's one of them she took. Right there. Our listening audience can't appreciate that I'm passing a brochure.
But I am
flyer.
Now grabbing
a flyer
crisis.
Invitation to the
art show. Did she take that old purse? That
Yeah,
that. She took that picture. I think she won an award for that picture, actually.
For the one on top?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Her art is the one on top. The one on bottom is a different artist.
I don't know that any of us
this
actually.
Is what she
That's
took.
The one she took.
I wonder who the person is.
I'm not sure.
From there, I don't know
that any of our eyeballs made the actual
Yours
exhibit.
Did.
Well, made I it. Saw her picture of her standing in front of the exhibit, and I didn't see my eyes on there.
Yeah, your eyes were in there.
Okay,
I think she should have used them all.
She may have.
Well,
she had to
pick. She took a bunch of them.
I know.
The way she did it is she made it look like. There were
clotheslines,
yeah.
Out of pictures.
With Polaroids hanging on them. And the Polaroids had the eyes in them. I mean, they weren't real Polaroids, obviously, but, you know, that's the way she made it look. And it was pretty cool.
Yeah. So, where
shout
was
out
this?
To
where was the art exhibit?
Union City?
Yeah, in Union City.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
But we have a new thing here
there by
in
Richmond?
Hartford.
Is that by not too far from Richmond?
Yeah, it's not too far.
Yeah,
I mean, it's right on... The Ohio-Indiana line.
Yeah, okay.
Ergo, the Union City part.
Yeah, okay.
We have a new art exhibit building here in town that Tisha is part of
opening. Oh,
and
cool.
It's right downtown next to First Financial Bank, actually. Well, the old Hallmark
Right,
used
where
to be.
They redid those. Oh, the old Hallmark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is now Blackford County Arts Center.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. It just opened last week.
Yeah.
And some of her work is... Is there.
Right on.
Hey, Logan.
There's my big dumb dog. Going somewhere to be dumb. Mom's got to come in here and fuck with Scott.
Yeah, let me pet you. Hi, buddy.
Hey, Scotty.
Hey, buddy.
All right, well, moving on to world news. What do y'all think about North Korea?
Yeah, I don't know.
You watch a lot of news, Scott.
I don't watch a lot of news, but, I mean, obviously that's a big one that's been... discussed is the seriousness of whether it is seriousness with North Korea or not, and I guess the South Koreans think so.
Well, yeah, you kind of have no choice to be scared if your next door neighbor's threatening to nuke you.
But for years, there's been a thing between North and South Korea.
What, what you think? Yeah, like for 70 fucking years.
Yeah, because. I hate to bring up the past, but my ex was stationed in Korea for a while, and he was actually stationed on the border to prevent North and South from whatever.
And we, you know, we do war games every spring over there.
Yeah, we do.
And,
War games over where?
In Korea.
The U.S. military.
US military.
Okay.
Does war,
okay.
You know, plays out scenarios, basically.
Okay.
You know, what if North Korea does this?
Mm-hmm.
And it's always a big fucking pissing contest. That's when you hear about North Korea testing out a missile or they're always doing that when we're doing our naval exercises and shit out there. And I don't know. What was it, last week or the week before they put out a map or they showed a picture of Kim Jong-un with a map depicting four targets in the United States for nuclear weapons. Okay, let's talk about these targets.
Okay.
New York City. Okay.
Sure.
That makes sense. All right.
Yeah.
You know, I guess if I were going to attack the country, that'd be one of the places I'd want to blow
it's
up.
It's a happening place.
Washington, D.C.
Oh,
obvious
reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Los Angeles.
Because
they want to. Okay.
Los Angeles. And lastly, Austin, Texas.
Specifically Austin, Texas.
Because of
Austin,
the music? Texas.
No. I don't know. Nobody can wrap their head around why he wants to blow up Austin, Texas.
Have you been to Austin, Texas?
I have not. Have you?
I have not.
You lived in Texas. It's not too far away from Houston, is it?
Yes.
It's Dallas that it's closer to.
Yes, it's okay. Dallas that's closer. But, and I've never been to Dallas either. The furthest I've ever gone is Galveston. Oh, wait, I lied. Three Rivers, Texas, which is down by Mexico. I did go there a couple weekends every other month.
You ever slip into Mexico, you know?
I have been to Mexico once, okay. Yes, but I was very little and don't remember it.
Okay.
It was back when I lived with my mom. I'm not going to go there.
Yeah. Oh, were you slipping into Mexico?
You're right.
We're going to leave my mom out of this. She has been recently listening.
That's what I was like. She's like, hold this.
Here. I'm still going through cancer treatments.
Here, hold this.
Put this in your diaper.
Right.
No, officer. She pooped herself. I need to change her diaper. I'm sorry.
So this is Kim Jong-un. I want to explain to you Americans, why I want to blow up Austin, Texas. Everybody in my staff say, oh, Kim Jong-un, why you want to blow up Austin, Texas? There's nothing in Austin, Texas. I don't like the music. They have what they call the South by Southwest Festival. South by Southwest. This is where all the teenagers get together in those skinny pants and those big glasses. And they play stupid music. And I don't like it. I blow them up. And also, all the restaurants in Austin, Texas say, oh, we had the best barbecue in the world. Well, have you tasted my barbecue sauce? I don't think so. I had the best barbecue sauce. So I blow you up. So the world will eat my barbecue.
Wow, thank you, Kim Jong-un.
Thanks.
Now we know.
I was right about the music.
Yes, it was the music, apparently.
Yeah.
Where they wear skinny pants and big glasses.
Austin City Limits, you know, the PBS broadcast.
And I used to watch that.
The South by Southwest.
Yeah. Festival. And I wasn't sure that they were on. They had big, you know, skinny jeans and big grasses. I didn't
know. Big grasses? Do you think he's talking about like plantation grass? Yeah, is that what he's talking about?
Probably. I thought he was talking about hemp, but.
Oh.
So I wasn't sure what he was talking about, but I'm glad thanks for dropping
in. I didn't know he made barbecue sauce.
Yeah, that was
kind of like try that.
Yeah, that kind of threw me for.
It would probably be hard to get into the country, though.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't. Obviously, we don't trade with them.
No.
But I didn't realize they have like the world's fourth largest army or somewhere, and I mean it's actually sizable, you know.
Well, yeah, and their people are fucking starving. They're dumping all their money into the military. You know, trying
and
to put a dirty nuke bomb at the end of a fucking bottle rocket, essentially. Hey, good fucking luck. I mean.
Yeah,
but to the same degree, right? We really don't know what they have. We can say we do. Yeah. But we don't know.
Yeah.
Did Japan know that we had nuclear bombs before we blew their ass up?
Rodman.
Oh yeah, Dennis Rodman would know.
Rodman may have a little more insight. He.
So did anybody find out exactly why he's been with him?
I think kind of like his dad, that he has fascinations with certain Americans, and I think that Rodman was one of them. That
we Koreans racket the basketball.
They
love basketball.
Yeah, somehow that he was.
He's not even playing anymore.
I know, but I mean, just the history of Rodman, I guess, like his dad was Elvis. You know, loved Elvis and
yeah, his dad loved
bought
Elvis
paraphernalia and just, I mean, I think it's somewhat like that, but that here's a guy that's still alive. Let's see if he'll come and eat breakfast with me. And yeah, Rodman, of course, said, yeah, sure, I'll, you know.
Well, there are a lot of communist sympathizers out there still, right? I mean, that was a big negative MO to have back in the 50s and 60s. Oh, yeah. But communist sympathizers are still out there. Jay-Z just went to fucking Cuba.
Yeah. Yeah. Did but you guys hear about that? That doesn't make him a communist sympathizer.
Why not?
Well, why would it?
Because he's visiting a communist country that is normally illegal for Americans to visit.
Well, that doesn't
mean he had to get permission from the Department of the Treasury to go there.
Maybe he's a Cuban sympathizer, not so much a communist sympathizer. And I know you're saying, you know, that Cuba.
What's the difference?
Well, because there's probably a portion of Cuba that maybe not all hip to communism.
Yeah, and they're on a raft right now trying to get to Florida.
Well, maybe that's why he's over there. I mean, maybe he's over there trying to be an ambassador for, just because he's going to a communist country doesn't mean that I believe that that makes him a communist sympathizer. Like, he believes that, well, these guys, this is the way everybody should live. I mean, again, he could be an ambassador. And I'm not, I don't know Jay-Z at all, but.
Right. Well,
so I could be, I mean.
I did have this town.
He could be. I mean, he could be a communist sympathizer.
I did have this down to talk about because it was pretty big in the news this week. He actually wrote a song about it.
Yeah, I think you'd mentioned that last night.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. We played poker last night and mm-hmm. I drank a little bit too much.
He was halfway drunk. He was halfway drunk,
yeah.
He said.
Halfway.
Halfway drunk.
Which is never an issue. You never get halfway drunk.
Well, it takes a while to get to the halfway point, but it doesn't take very long to get from the halfway point to the fully point.
Yeah, it's like some gas tanks, you know, like they when they go down there, it stays on full for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And then once it gets to halfway, then it just, like, falls. Yep.
Hey, Hogan, you're back.
So, yeah, a lot of people had a problem with Jay-Z going to Cuba.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't give too much of a fuck.
Rush Limbaugh probably made an entire episode.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm not even going to talk about that weirdo.
Oh, yeah, all the right-wing people just fucking hated it.
Yeah. Well, and they're saying that Obama's behind this because he's also been to the White House.
Well, yeah. In the song, he says something about White House clearance. But we'll just get into the song.
Okay.
We'll play that out. And I want to play the whole thing because the news that
Can we play that? Can we do that?
Yeah. The news that I seen, they took like 4 or 5 of the lyrics and looped it, not even in the same sequence that they appear in the song, just to kind of further their propaganda. So we'll just let the whole thing play out.
And then are you going to play their version?
I don't have one of their versions.
Oh, so are you saying that it's their version's kind of tainted? They've manipulated their version to...
Yeah, they took like 2 or 3 lines out of the first verse and mixed it with 2 or 3 lines out of the second verse.
Oh, really?
And they blended it together so it sounded like that's how it appeared. So when I heard it for the first time altogether, I'm like, why did they do that? Well, I know why they did. They wanted to paint him as more of a bad guy. And bottom line, this is just music. But, this is truly art imitating life in this. So this is Open Letter by Jay-Z. We'll turn the mics off, play this out, come back, talk about it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
God damn it! But this shit not
turn Havana to Atlanta. Why I wear shirts and bandanas. Hey, tiny thing that got me, I switched the planner. Bulletproof this radio scanner. Ballin' to they banners. You're getting too much bread, they try to jam you. Boy from the hood, but got White House clamors. Sorry, y'all, I don't agree with y'all parents. Politicians never did shit for me. Except lie to me, distort history. Wanna give me jail time and a fine. Fine, let me commit a real crime. I might buy a kilo for cheap beef. Out of spite, I just might flood these streets. Hear the freedom in my speech. Got an onion from Universal, read it and weep. Would've bought the Nets to Brooklyn for free. Except I made millions off of you fucking dweeb. I still own the building, I'm still keeping my seats. Y'all buy that bullshit, y'all better keep y'all receipts. Obama said, chill, you gon' get me impeached. You don't need this shit anyway, chill with me on the beach.
Y'all gon' learn today. Y'all gon' learn today.
Want to start a revolution. You know whenever I'm threatened, I start shooting. Catch your body, head to Houston. I'm in Cuba, I love Cubans. This communist talk is so confusing. When it's from China, the very might of the music. Idiot win, the Bob Dylan, the rap music. You're an idiot, baby, you should become a student. Or you gonna learn today.
Y'all gonna learn today.
Where the fuck have you been? The world's under new management. New role model, fuck this Zoolander shit,
The world's under new management.
Yeah, well, and who's...
New world order.
You think so? Is that what he's referring to?
And what else would it be referring to?
I don't know.
He made several... he had several lines in there basically talking about why he's been in the news. That song is basically a synopsis of why Jay-Z's been in the news.
And
for
what
the
are
past
those lines that you're referring to? That I mean, and again, I heard the same thing you heard as far as, but I don't understand the lingo and he's referring to. Like the Zoolander, I'm familiar with the movie, but I'm not sure at the reference that he's.
A Zoolander is like putting on a fake smile for show, but the same fake smile every time you're seen.
Right, okay, I can see that, okay. The old management was basically, as the Zoolander.
Yeah,
okay.
I could really pick that last two bars apart and tell you what I think he's talking about, but I'm not going to get that crazy.
Let's go back to the references that you're speaking of, that why he's been in the news, what lines are you...
Okay, well, obviously the Cuba trip, he addressed that in a couple different bars.
Yeah. He loves the Cubans.
Said he had White House clearance. That's, I guess, as far as the mainstream media, that's been debunked. You know, the press secretary said he didn't talk to Obama about going to Cuba. He's got to get permission from the Secretary of Treasury or the Department of Treasury to take a trip to Cuba.
Okay.
And obviously that got done, but you know, him and his wife are both millionaires.
Yeah.
You know, money buys power.
Right.
And he has it. I don't hate him for that. Whatever reason he had for going to Cuba, I don't fucking care. But, you know, people in general have had a problem with that. He addressed the fact that, somebody said that he was selling off his share of the Brooklyn Nets to become a sports agent, right? Like Jay-Z wants to be an agent now.
Oh, okay.
And actually, he is an agent, or he's going to be a baseball agent. I saw that today.
Okay.
And people suggested there might be a conflict of interest there with him owning part of a sports team and being an agent. And he addressed that by saying, you know, if you buy that bullshit, you better keep your receipt. And he said that in the song. And he said, I still own the building. I still have my seats. And he's talking about the Barclays Center where the Nets play.
You're talking about the New York Nets.
The Brooklyn Nets. They used to be the New Jersey Nets. They're Brooklyn Nets now.
Oh, are they really?
Yes, they're Brooklyn now.
Wow, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
No, yeah, and Jay-Z owns them.
No, he owns a part of the team.
A portion. Okay, like Jordan owned a portion of the Wizards or whatever, you know.
Right.
Okay, so he's
saying... And he suggests that he owns the building. I mean, I don't know if that's fact or not.
So he's saying that he's not going to get out of... he's going to...
If you buy that bullshit, you better keep your receipt.
He's sticking with Brooklyn and there.
And the whole sports agent thing, turns out it was baseball and not basketball, so there really is no conflict of interest there. So, and there's a lot of other lines in there that I could pick apart, but that's truly only for real hip hop heads. I might say that for Brent or something, but, all right, we'll take a real break this time and we'll come back and we got a shitload of Guess the Headlines to play.
All right. This is GarageCast.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Jake.
I guess we're doing a clean commercial, huh?
We are going to be clean. As clean as possible.
I don't know if I can absolutely beep do that.
Goo mother gurr.
Well, I can't.
We can bleep. Do we can literally shit. Bleep our stuff out. Guess
really?
My goodness.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, that almost hurts.
No, what's funny is that I actually did that in school to try to not get in trouble. We would instead of cussing, we would actually bleep ourselves out. So it's goo mother gurr.
And it is actually. Funnier.
It is. You would die when someone went off on it.
You mean like, but, what, huh?
So we're GarageCast and we're the mindless ramblings of two drunks in a garage.
And we are the destroyers of all podcasts.
Yes, we are. We are the elite.
Don't ask us to join in because we will destroy you and your show.
All right, so we're GarageCast. You can check us out on the Pod Gods Network at podgodsnetwork.com and... on thegaragecast.com.
All right. Follow us, mother.
All right. Welcome back to the show, motherfuckers. Had to throw that in for Scott.
Yeah, I know. He likes to abuse our audience.
Yeah.
They're so nice, too, that they put up with
They're
it.
They're fuckers, motherfuckers.
They must be some sort of sadist.
Well, I think most of our audience is probably male and is probably old enough to have kids. So, essentially, they are motherfuckers.
That's funny. I never really...
it's great when things finally hit you.
Yeah.
A little slower than normal.
I was getting ready to say something. I was thinking more about what I was going to say, and then I was like,
That was funny.
No, now that you brought it up, to think about our audience and who, you know, who would listen.
Right.
You know, we've done this now. This is the second year anniversary, and I've never listened.
You've never listened to one
show? I've never listened to one show. And I you would have thought I'd listened to maybe, like, the big show that we had with the Sean Stone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had some decent, you know...
Yeah, we put out a good show, Scott.
Yeah,
you should probably check it out sometime.
Does it make the situation worse knowing that I'm married to the man who produces the whole thing, and I still have yet to listen to one podcast?
You haven't either. Yeah, that's all right.
You told me a few minutes ago when you
I don't
close
listen
the
to
store,
them.
You turn
I turn
it on
it
your
on,
phone,
and I give the, when I used to work at my other job.
Oh, say so.
I would turn on Stitcher on my phone, turn on my husband's podcast to give my phone to the coworker that I worked with. And he would listen to the show while I did my manager stuff, and he did the closing procedures. But I personally never listened to a show.
So you but got I somebody would, at your work that listens to the show?
Not where I work now.
Right, but you did.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's cool. Was he, did he have kids?
Uh-huh.
So he was a motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
Probably.
Yes. Okay. And his wife worked there
assuming
as well,
he had
so.
Sex one time with his wife after the children were born.
And he liked the show?
He had sex with his wife enough times that they had five children.
Oh, yeah.
That's and he liked crazy. The show?
And he loved the show.
Okay. I wonder if he still listens.
Probably not, because the only way he listened was through my phone.
Oh, wow.
So
that's too bad.
He don't have internet access.
Oh, that's too bad. We lost a listener.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, you will be missed. Yeah. Okay. Let's get into it. We play Guess the Headline. I got some headlines here.
Okay, all right, here we
let's
go.
Let's guess them.
We already talked about North Korea, so I won't do that.
Okay.
Sorry, I got it set up on links now, so I don't have to type everything or copy and paste.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier.
Security guards at Honolulu court find blank and blank in a man's bag.
I know this one, so I can't do it.
Oh.
I heard this on the radio, so I can't do this.
Yeah, it seems
well, yeah,
like,
you can. If you heard it, it's legitimate.
It's a duck and beer. Yes. 40-ouncer yes, and a live duck
that's
in
right.
a bag.
I was trying to remember. I heard this on the radio.
Because the first words out of my mouth was, fuck a duck.
Yeah, and he was. Duck. They got him for being drunk.
Being drunk, yeah, public intoxication. And something about the animal.
Yeah, uh-huh. With the live animal. It's like, wow. Yeah, and they couldn't explain the duck. The police, they talked to them, they're like...
We can't explain the duck.
Yeah,
we have no explanation
for the duck.
Yeah,
none. And that's what the guy on the radio was like, what the duck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you witty bastard.
Can you imagine being that security guard unzipping that bag? When you about shit.
Well, he did want to give it to him, I guess. He right. gave him the he gave Why him the you? Bag of beer. He was drinking like a
40-ouncer.
Yeah,
it was a 40 in a bag. Yeah.
It says 80 ounces of beer, so he must have had two
40s. He had two 40s
right.
in
yeah,
a bag.
He gave them to the officer, and then he asked
and
for
then
the
he
other
asked bag,
and he's like,
and he said,
no. He didn't
he said, what's in the bag? And the gentleman said, animal parts. Or an animal or something along the lines. He didn't lie.
Yeah.
He just didn't tell the truth. He just kind of stretched it and said animals or a animal or something.
A lot of people try to bring pets to court, but a duck is unusual. I don't think we've come across this one before. I don't either. They said they didn't smell alcohol on him beforehand or anything. They had no reason to think he was drunk, but he had the beer and the duck in a bag. He had to be fucked up on something to think, I'm going to court today. I better pack my beer, my wallet, my watch.
Got my duck.
Yeah. Oh, shit, my duck. Yeah, oh, yeah, I better grab my duck.
Well, and maybe he didn't have a place to put it. Maybe he thought, well, I can't leave it unattended at home.
Well, that's true.
And
if you do have a pet duck, how do you contain it?
Yeah, I mean, maybe he just thought, when I'm around, you know, I can let it out of the bag and, you know, I can wash it, but. You know, he had to go to court. So who's going to watch the duck?
And maybe he just didn't think it was illegal to bring alcohol into the court.
Yeah, now that's probably harder to explain than the duck.
Than the duck.
Yeah. I mean, the duck on it in itself wouldn't have gotten him into trouble. I wouldn't think, you know. I mean... So he's.
Well, why would it? Is there an anti-duck policy?
That's what I'm. Yeah, I mean, I can't think of a. But it does seem like. Can you see in the story where he was charged with something about the duck? It seemed like there was a.
Not in this story.
Okay.
I don't know. But this is.
Oh,
oh wow, we have a duck. Okay.
Oh.
Isaac was supposed to take... God damn it, that's going to be way too fucking loud. Thanks.
Yeah, he forgot it.
Yeah, Isaac was supposed to take that to his mom's and annoy the shit out of her.
Oh, that's so cute.
That was in my dad's
yard. Go put it in a bag.
That's actually stolen property. Okay, enough with the duck. It'd be neat if Logan would play with it, though.
I don't think he's interested.
Like, oh, shit. It is a rubber duck, though.
Yeah, if you...
It's just not yeller. Looks like a mallard.
It doesn't taste very good, probably.
So, yeah, don't take a duck to court.
Okay, we got that one, man. We were on that.
We were on that one.
Yeah.
Let's see if you got this.
One for us, zero for you.
A Texas man who stabbed some people fantasized about what?
While stabbing the people?
Sure.
Or
Grand Theft Auto.
Nope. This one's fucking disturbing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Disturbing in your eyes?
I mean...
I guess this guy went on a stabbing spree or something at Lone Star College in Texas.
Okay.
So right
after, so he admitted in court documents that a long time he has fantasized about what?
Okay.
Fucking the dead.
That's one, necrophilia.
Oh.
And what's next to
good.
What's just as fucked up as necrophilia?
Fucking kids.
Okay. That's bad. But
fecophilia.
Fecophilia, that's bad too.
Fucking a stab hole, I don't know. That's pretty bad.
Like Hannibal Lecter.
Yo, ew, yummy. Eating part.
Cannibalism.
Wow.
Cannibalism, yep. And
he
fucking
fantasized about it.
Yeah.
Did he do it?
Why would you even fucking say that out loud?
Well, I think he's trying to go with an insanity.
He wants an I love me coat.
The fucked up part is he's only 20 years old.
Wouldn't you? I mean, that's part of the insanity, I would think. Is
yeah, I guess if you're sick enough to stab 14 fucking people. All right, here's the story. On Tuesday, Dylan Quick, 20 years old, allegedly went on a stabbing streak at Lone Star Community College near Houston, Texas. In total, 14 people were injured, including one person that remains hospitalized.
So those
apparently
other ones,
didn't kill anybody.
No, just evidently sliced. Maybe was flailing the knife about and maybe cut a few people. That's odd. Yeah. But I was thinking, too, when you had mentioned a stabbing spree, it's like,
well, maybe,
why didn't someone stop him?
Right. Maybe you know, someone shoot
like,
him.
Yeah, it's not like he's, you know, has an
especially
AK-47.
In Texas, you know somebody had a gun.
Yeah, it's not like he had a, you know, a Bushmaster. He had a knife.
Yeah,
know?
But he could have had something small enough that could fit in his hand, and he could easily walk by somebody and just stab him.
Yeah.
And keep walking, and them not know until...
So, so he did it, like, anonymously,
like, a swift,
yeah.
A swifty stabbing
instead of a pocket, yeah. Instead of a pocket moving, picker, we're just a stab you and go.
All right, well, let's find out more here.
I don't know. It's my guess.
Late Thursday, court documents revealed that Quick told investigators that he had long fantasized about cannibalism and necrophilia. Quick also said to have researched other mass stabbings the week before supposedly going
mass
on his
stabbings,
attack.
Man. I can't. I just...
So he was Googling, I guess, how do I get famous trying to fucking stab people?
Yeah.
Where can I stab someone and not kill them?
I haven't heard of other, you know, mass stabbings. I didn't know.
Well,
it was
don't fucking Google it. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't Google other mass stabbings. You'll get on a fucking list somewhere.
Yeah, wow.
Quick admitted that he was the lone stabber at the college. He stated that last week he researched the internet about mass stabbings on his personal computer.
Now I want to do it. Now I want to do it. To look. I mean, just again, it fascinates me that mass stabbings in today's day and age, it's like. That's like
why would you Google that?
Mass stonings, or you know, like like somebody. Again, it just seems.
What's it called when you shoot somebody with a bow and arrow? What's that called? Mass bowings, arrowings. You can't. I don't know what that's called. That'd be right up there with that, though.
Kind of in a way, but. You know, with the bow and arrow...
You're still shooting.
Yeah, you're still shooting, and you can do it from a distance and,
right.
You know, defend your little... If you have a, you know, in a spot where you can defend it and...
Like in a clock tower or something.
Yeah, something. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was kind of thinking. But anyway, I mean, that's where stabbing is, like, so intimate. Stabbing is so close that for him to
have mass stabbings
is, like...
And all you got to do is stab the wrong motherfucker in the wrong spot, you know, that's not going to affect him horribly to get your ass beat.
I mean, you killed
or whatever.
Again, you would think that, you know, I could see him getting away with a couple, maybe, you know.
Right, two or three.
Yeah.
Before somebody tackles his ass.
Right, before somebody takes him down.
This is 14, though.
Yeah, it's like, how did that happen?
Oh, my God, listen to this. They got the affidavit. To prepare for the stabbings, Quick allegedly said he sharpened various household objects, including pencils and a hairbrush, to use in the attack. Although the authorities later said he only used a box cutter. So he wasn't stabbing people, he was slicing people. Probably exactly like Shauna said, just sneaking by them and fucking slitting them. Which isn't going to kill somebody unless you hit the carotid artery or get them in the neck or something.
That's remarkable.
Again, fucking crazy.
Yeah,
it's goddamn lunacy.
I'm just that he didn't get shut down earlier, that he was able to...
Well, take it from experience, from somebody who's been cut from a box knife.
Yeah, I see the...
You don't always feel it right away.
Oh, no.
Right, it's so clean.
It's so clean, so quick, and if it's sharp enough, you don't feel it for like 20 minutes after it's done.
Well,
I had no pain for almost a half hour.
Yeah, but you had a lot of blood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I had no pain for almost a half hour. Imagine walking and not knowing you got cut.
Yep.
Yeah, again, I'd like to... I'm not going to look up mass stabbings, but I want to.
Yeah, right.
You know, just to see again.
Well, if you're going to do that, go to the library.
Well, actually, yeah.
No, because you have to sign in now to use the library.
Yeah, how this all, you know, transpired, how he was able to stab the 14 people.
Because
you know?
He used the excuse of wanting or fantasizing about cannibalism and...
necrophilia, but
was that what it was? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, it's, again, that doesn't just. I'm talking about the.
Why would he do it?
No, not why. Is how he would.
How he got up to 14 people. Yeah, before
yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, was this all happen in one room? Did this happen in? You
was
know,
he bouncing around like Jackie Chan, just slicing.
Yeah, that's
people?
What I was thinking.
Maybe
you know.
He's doing and like I said.
By the looks of this guy, he wasn't doing any bouncing around. I can tell by his mugshot why he was sharpening a hairbrush, because he's never fucking used one in his life.
No, he's got some crazy hair going. I can see that end.
Was he a student there?
Yes, he had to have been.
I'm assuming he was.
He looks like he could be.
The affidavit also said police seized 9 items from Quick's home, including a Hannibal Lecter mask. I didn't know that before I made the Hannibal Lecter reference earlier. An animal dissection kit, and several books, including one with the titles Hit List and Hitman, though the affidavit didn't note what the books were about.
Yeah, who cares?
Books are books.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
They got him on suicide watch. He'll be there until he undergoes a proper psychological exam, which I'm sure he will promptly fail.
Yeah.
And he's being held without bond on 3 counts of aggravated assault. And if convicted, he's going to get 20 years in jail, which is not enough time for this fucking animal. All right, next story.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's great. If you've seen any news recently, you've probably heard something about this. But Iranian news agency claims local scientists invented what?
Iranian, you said?
Iranian scientists invented what?
Time machine.
Yes. He invented a time machine. Have you heard anything about this at all?
Nope.
Well, they promptly pulled the report.
Good job.
Yeah, thank you.
After everybody makes fun of it.
I just thought, what would be the most...
Outlandish
thing that just would
so
almost...
So far, we're...
Well, and yeah, today. We've actually, I mean...
We've been on a roll today.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, yeah.
I think...
Congratulations.
But they're not... Well, go ahead and say, there's, well, and that has something to do with it a bit, but...
Finish your sentence!
Yeah, I'm sorry. our scientists are close, I think.
Bullshit.
Huh?
No,
not to a time machine.
Oh, okay.
No, just to being able to send particles.
Oh, the Hadron Collider.
Yeah, yeah, basically in a way that almost they're going at the speed of
light.
Right. Where again, it's a period of capturing or being able to transfer some of that energy, and they are being able to start to do that to small degrees.
Right.
But that's why I was curious of what his...
Well, his invention, number one, it wouldn't be what people classify classically as a time machine. And he said that you can only go into the future, but this is more, basically more or less a crystal ball. He said it was capable of seeing people's five-year plan with 98% accuracy. So be able to basically predict your future.
For the next 5 years.
For the next 5 years.
So they've been testing this already. He said accurate, apparently. Accurately.
He,
so. Apparently,
yeah, he has to have been if he's at 98%.
A crystal ball.
Well, I mean, that's me saying that. Oh. You know, it's not a fucking time machine. You're not traveling into the future. You're, just you're not traveling you're
just,
into the past.
Oh, okay. It's just it's a some sort of a computer program years. That you somehow put in all this information and it tells you what.
They didn't show a picture of the machine or anything.
Is that what it basically is, a computer? I mean,
I don't know what it looked like. They've got the picture on the website here is like a toy from the fucking 60s or something by Mattel. Yeah. It says time machine, but I don't know. It's bullshit. I don't even know why it would make the news, I guess, that this guy said he invented a time machine. You know, They shouldn't have used the word time machine if they're going to put this out in the news.
Well, it captures
I think the whole theory of time travel is fucking retarded. And I know a lot of the geeks that listen to the show will probably be completely appalled, especially the Doctor Who fans out there that I think that. But time is a system of measurement. That's all it is. You know, for you to think you can manipulate time and space that way, I don't buy it. I'm sorry. Now, that's notwithstanding going out into space and traveling for an extended period of time.
Sure.
And only, say, a year passes
right,
in your
right,
life, and you
right.
come back and whatever amount of time
it's
passes here on Earth.
It's been a year and 5 days.
That's different. You're on two right. different systems of measurement at that point in time. So I guess technically that would be time travel, yes. But you ain't going back into the past. You ain't going into the future here on Earth. It's not happening. Yeah. Stop fucking worrying about it. It's all fantasy. God damn it. I get fucking tired
of hearing
people
talking about it. This made you angry.
It turned me into
time
angry.
Machine makes me angry.
That's the name of the show. Time Machine Makes Me Angry.
Yeah.
With that, we'll fucking move on.
Alright.
Goddamn Iranians. Sorry, Sean Stone. I know you like them, but they shouldn't have
I'm
put that out
there.
I'm
a fan of them, too. I've always been a fan of the Iranians. Or, I've here recently, anyway.
You've been a fan of the Iranians?
Yeah, I have.
Well, they're just people, man.
They are.
And
smarter.
Their leadership, I think, is a little bit on the crazy side. But, you know, they think that about ours as well.
Yeah,
so.
Just because they stand up to the U.S.
Yep.
That's why that. People, you know, because he doesn't, you know, he feels like that's their country and that we have no business telling them what to do,
and we don't.
He's one of they're one of the few countries that he'll tell us that he doesn't, you know. And so, I just believe they have their right to exist. Oh, you guys got
that
matching mugs, the McFeely mugs.
Yeah.
The M's. Where'd you get those?
Denny's Dollar. I have like six of them.
Oh, did they come? I mean, you didn't have to order them, or
no? They just have them.
Oh, they have every letter.
No, not always.
Oh, okay. Sorry, mug.
It's okay.
Just a little mug sidetrack there, but they got M's on their mugs for the McFeelys. That's so nice.
Speaking of mugs, I'm looking at a mug shot of a young man here. Teen who crashed into several cars with a stolen big rig full of strawberries told cops he was what?
Being chased by aliens.
Being chased by aliens, no. I will take the being chased, though.
Yeah.
Being chased by what?
Not aliens.
No.
What loves strawberries?
What loves strawberries? Unicorns. Unicorns fucking love strawberries.
I think mice like them, but...
Mice?
Yeah.
I don't think you'd steal a...
He was in a tractor trailer...
Yeah,
full of semi, strawberries.
He stole the tractor trailer.
They were stolen strawberries.
Yeah.
Being chased by the truck driver?
Migrant workers.
No, he's being chased by the 42,000 pounds of Mexicans from the last show.
That's the name of the last show.
The show before last.
Name the headlines, and somebody said 42,000 pounds of Mexicans were stolen.
Okay.
Nope, not aliens, not migrant workers.
Not unicorns.
Not unicorns.
Again, I love strawberries. I do, but I wasn't chasing it.
He was being chased. That's his excuse when he got caught? Was
he was being chased by zombies.
By zombies. By that was going to be the
zombies love strawberries.
Yeah. It's like blood.
Yeah, I should have known.
That'd be a good show title, too. Zombies Love Strawberries.
Yeah.
That'd probably get more hits because people would love the zombie shit.
Yeah, zombies love
Again, shit. Something I'm not into.
Evidently. More power to you. Well, I mean, they...
Time-traveling zombies
obviously
that
they're
love strawberries.
Chasing down...
Time-traveling zombies who love strawberries.
A tractor trailer
full of strawberries. Goddamn, that would get them all, wouldn't it?
There you go. There's the title of the show.
Yeah, you get
show.
You get all kinds of...
Time traveling
zombies.
You get people
who love
strawberries.
You get people who love the zombies. You get
time travel. Yeah.
All the
geeks.
All the Whovians. The Dr. Whovians.
Yeah.
A 19-year-old who stands accused of hijacking the semi trailer truck full of an acquaintance. That's what it says. Wow. Anyway.
An acquaintance.
There's a typo in the story.
Oh, okay.
Full of strawberries with an acquaintance, is what it should say.
Oh, with an acquaintance.
Yeah.
Somebody was with him.
They crashed it into several vehicles along I-15 near Temecula,
they weren't very
California.
Good drivers.
And he told the cops, I was being chased by zombies. Officer Nathan Bear said, Jeremiah Hartline of Tennessee, wow, I did a hillbilly accent, and he's from Tennessee. He was in an altered state. Really? He wasn't sober when this happened? Crazy. He was fucked up when he stole a strawberry hauling big rig, and it was parked at a weigh station in Rainbow. Yeah. That's where the unicorns come in.
Oh.
He was in Rainbow.
Oh, Rainbow, Texas?
Rainbow somewhere. I don't know. Doesn't give the state. Probably California, I'd assume.
Rainbow, California. Really? Sorry.
Scott, you vacationed there before, right?
No.
Didn't you and Mike go there?
Yeah.
Are we going there again?
No, we're not going there.
There wasn't enough of that.
Carry over from last night.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. Otherwise
know.
Known as Cooter Holland.
Oh, yeah.
Friends of the show that remember from a year
two years ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
Cooter Holland was
semi-regular
on the show. We'd come by, drop by and visit.
Come by and drink 12 Coca-Colas.
Yep.
Literally. Anyway, he got in a rig, started to drive away, slammed into as many as 4 cars before flipping over and blocking all 4 lanes of northbound traffic.
Dumbass.
Oh, you're kidding.
He wasn't quite done, though. Witnesses say he quickly exited the truck's cab and attempted to commandeer a van that had stopped to offer assistance. The commandeer, is that what you use?
Yes,
wouldn't that be hijacking?
What do you think they were going to do with all the strawberries?
I don't know.
He was just pretty much trying to steal whatever vehicle he could to get away from the zombies.
Yeah, they just happened to have
Remember, the zombies were chasing him.
That's true.
So I think it was just stealing whatever he could to get away.
It just was happenstance. But
it was a fight or flight.
It happened
to
be a strawberry filled truck, I guess. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so the cat, he tried to commandeer the vehicle from, managed to pull him out of the vehicle and keep him held still until the cops showed up.
What about his acquaintance?
I don't know.
The zombies get him?
Yeah, the zombies ate him.
They ate him.
I forget what movie that was. I watched
with strawberry topping.
This old cheesy B flick that this lady kept talking about the zombies. She called them zombies.
The zombies.
Yeah, the zombies.
He initially refused to accept blame for what had transpired, pinning fault instead on the undead. He just said that he was being chased by zombies, Bear is quoting and saying. Officers later caught up with the truck's original driver, who told him he had agreed to take Hartline along after finding him hiding inside the semi's berth. What is the semi's berth?
The back. Oh, no, the berth that's where they sleep, like that.
Oh, okay.
That little area, if it's a...
The camper?
I didn't know that.
The sleeper cabs?
Yeah, the
berth,
sleeper.
Like B-E-R.
T-H.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be that sleeper area back behind the driver's seat, you know. That
they were in Tennessee at the time when he picked him up. That's how they got to California, I guess.
And so he found him hiding back there and just was like, okay.
Yeah, I need a ride.
Well, like, I think Sean was right. If you're trying to get away from zombies, you're not real
okay,
too
so what's the deal? He's they're in Tennessee, okay?
Okay.
He finds him in the back of the truck.
Right.
Agrees to take him wherever.
I wonder what that cost.
How's he get that fucked up with this dude driving? How's he get fucked up enough to steal the truck?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, and he stole the truck from this guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they went to the weigh station, okay, and they tried to steal it at the weigh station. So he's getting charged with vehicular theft and a hit and run. Fucking zombies. They ruin everything. All right, I think we got time for one more guess the headline here. We're going to continue with a morbid theme. So, a guy named Randall Johnson allegedly sleeps next to what for 5 days?
His dead wife. Dead mother.
Girlfriend.
Dead okay.
I'll take wife. It's girlfriend.
Dead
yeah.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, North Carolina man allegedly slept in a bed next to his deceased girlfriend for days rather than reporting her death. I thought I read 5 days. I might be wrong there. Randall Johnson, 44, was arrested Saturday after the body of Carla Jean Baggett was found in the couple's bedroom. Baggett was last seen alive Wednesday. Her mother, nephew, and sister all lived in the single-wide mobile home in Williamston with the couple. But the family members say Johnson kept coming up with excuses regarding why his girlfriend wasn't leaving the bedroom. Baggett's nephew told WCTI 12 that Johnson would say the woman was sleeping or smoking a cigarette.
She can't come out.
She's just back smoking. There smoking. Don't worry about her.
No, she don't. She's embarrassed about her smoking. She don't want to see you. That's crazy.
Well,
for how many days?
I thought I read five days, but they just said day. Maybe they'll clear that up later in the story.
Continue. I'm sorry.
Phyllis King, Baggett's mother, told the Channel 12 that Johnson said Baggett had overdosed on Xanax but was okay. I don't think if you overdose on Xanax, you're going to be okay. That kind of means you're fucked up.
I've done it.
You've overdosed on Xanax?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're proud of that. I'll fucking own that shit, boy.
No, I mean, just, I've taken...
Them motherfuckers.
Way
majors.
Too many Xanax. And, yeah, I still, that night, and I was working that night.
You were working?
Yeah, okay. I was a manager.
A responsible manager.
Yeah, I managed the Noble Romans, and I was calling customers back that would order pizzas. And I guess just, like, confirm their order and talk to them. And I can remember when I remember this part, like, I called this customer back, and they said, I need to talk to a manager. And I told them, I am a manager. And they're like, well, this is the fourth time you've called me. You know, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And... Oh, it was terrible. Yeah, I leaned on an oven. I fell asleep in the dining room doing paperwork. It was bad.
That is one
first time I ever took it. I didn't know what it would do. I was supposed to get off of work at like 6 o'clock. I'd worked all day, and two of the other, there was a shift manager that was to come in, and they called off, and I was the assistant manager, and the manager was supposed to be there, and they called off. And so I was stuck there for all day, and I was pissed, and I didn't, like I said, I didn't know what Xanax would do.
Pop these monkey
vitamins. I kept thinking that I didn't have a buzz, or, you know, that I was okay, you know, I thought that, but yeah, I was, I wasn't
fucking drooling. And,
yeah, just about, just like totally zannied out, just, and not, again, didn't think that I was. And even the next day, I mean, I remember going to the laundromat and like putting my clothes in there and sitting down. And this next thing I know, this lady comes over and tells me, hey, your laundry's done. We went ahead and put it in the dryer for you. And I was like, oh, thanks. And, you know, next thing you know, they're waking me up again. Sir, your laundry's done. We went ahead and put it on, you know, your hangers.
I don't
see
how you functioned.
Oh, it was, I probably shouldn't have. I took 20 of them.
And Jesus Christ.
I'd passed out at one point, or kind of like in my car trying to get more, thinking that I wasn't, you know, messed up. But yeah, Xannies will, they're no joke.
Well, for the record, we don't advocate any kind of drug use on this program.
No.
We drink beer.
No, yeah.
Well, we drink alcohol. Not just beer. All kinds of alcohol. But
yeah, that's...
I fucking hate pills. I fucking hate them. Yeah, I fucking hate them. I fucking hate them. I got a lot of reasons. Pills killed my cousin, for one.
Well, how's
for two.
That? Overdose? Or?
Yeah, he overdosed.
Oh, really? On... As, I mean, what was
he was taking some... Yeah, probably. Two different kinds of pills. One of them's like the new Oxy. I don't know what they are. They're supposed to be similar to Oxys, but you can't break them down to shoot them up or whatever.
Oh, okay.
They're, I don't know. I forget the fucking name. Another one was a sleeping pill.
Hmm.
And he took both of them at once, probably more than you should.
Yeah.
He didn't fucking wake up.
That's too bad.
Which is what happened to this lady here. She just didn't fucking wake up. This lady's mom finally went in and checked on her, found out she was dead, and called 911.
But the guy said that she had just taken too many Xanax.
Yeah.
That's why she was not getting up.
Yeah, she was sleeping.
And there were other people in the house, and she was dead in the...
Yeah. He's being charged with concealing a death.
Yeah.
Which I know other people that could and should be charged for this.
Amen. That's all I'm saying.
For not telling.
Actually, in my opinion, the people that were around my cousin when he died, they should be charged for this. And the people that were around my uncle, his father, by the way, when he was murdered, should have been charged with this.
This isn't
Eddie. Yeah.
Yeah. I knew Ed. What happened with him?
Ed?
Yeah.
Do you think
it was a murder?
I know for a fact it was.
But it was never
the person
portrayed as a murder.
Well, here's what happened. Well, it just didn't get out. It was originally ruled no foul play, right?
Right.
So my uncle supposedly had a heart attack, fell and hit his head, and fell into a fire. Okay? Over there in Panita or wherever the fuck they're at. And the people that were around when he passed out, they bolted. They just fucking left. Okay? The Curtises.
Yeah, okay.
And scumbag fucking cocksuckers that live up the road here.
Yeah. Well, the Curtis family. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. And the guy, I don't even know his name, the guy whose house they're at. Okay? So it was ruled no foul play. Even though we were all, like, the Curtises showed up at the funeral home, and they're lucky they didn't fucking book their own funeral that day. I'll put it that way. You know, for leaving Eddie there the way they did.
They showed up to...
Oh, yeah, they showed up at the funeral, and they got rained the fuck out of there by my dad and my brother.
Oh, Eddie's funeral?
Yeah.
I was talking about the other one.
But...
That's because I don't remember them. being there.
And this is in 1996. This is a long time
ago. Right, right.
Well, a few years later, this guy, whose house they were at when Eddie died, gets charged with murder for injecting air into people's veins, causing heart attacks.
This guy that... Now, which guy was doing this?
The person whose house Eddie died at.
Okay. Okay.
Got charged with murder for injecting air into people's veins that causes a heart attack.
It causes death, but makes it look like a heart attack.
I see.
So, yeah, I mean...
Whose house was it?
I don't know the guy's name.
From Montpelier?
I think so, yeah.
Huh.
See, I can't
so
say. You're
so my thinking, grandmother had the opportunity to reopen the case charge this guy with Eddie's murder and didn't do it. Which the guy was going to get sailed up the river anyway.
I was going to say, it sounds like the family probably just, she wanted, it
there was no
over.
Reason to.
Right, it was over, and if you brought that back, it would... They would be testifying and, you know, all that, and she probably didn't want that.
Exactly.
And that's not going to help Eddie. I mean, not.
It ain't going to bring him back from the dead. No, he's not going to come back and chase a semi full of strawberries.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know, I said, you know what, and I personally, I didn't like your Uncle Eddie, but...
Well, you probably only encountered him when he was really fucked up.
That's exactly right.
Because he did a lot of drugs and drank a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, he...
Nicest fucking person in the world when he was sober.
Yeah, and I never really was around him. I was around him a couple times when he was really drunk. And, yeah, I did not like him as a drinker.
Yeah. The last interaction I had with that man... He came to the hospital when Michaela was born and held her. I got a picture of him somewhere holding her.
Yeah, that's cool.
And he died. Well, like, he died like 2 weeks later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to know that he was nice, sober.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was the guy that I was seeing was not his normal.
Right.
You know, behavior.
And his wife died 2 weeks after he died.
From what?
She had been in the hospital. Her organs and shit were shot from...
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
The lifestyle they chose to live.
Yeah.
Last time I saw her, I took Todd, my cousin that overdosed last year. I took him. He was 16. He had been in and out of prison, even at that age.
Yeah.
He'd been tried as an adult for... some theft and shit like that, and he happened to be out at that point in time, and I took him up to see Kim after Eddie's funeral, like a couple days after that, and she, I don't know, it's one of them things where she was hanging on, she's on dialysis, she was all jaundiced and shit,
yeah.
And, she just wasn't, she didn't look good, but it's like, you know, after Eddie died, it was like, she let go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Where did this podcast go?
Yeah, well, that's weird, but you know that Eddie had that trailer there in Montpelier.
That Blue Water?
No. Wasn't that Eddie's trailer down there not too far from the ballpark?
No, that's where my grandfather lived. That was his house.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I helped Aaron put that back porch on there.
That deck?
Yeah, deck.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, well, one Saturday, I don't know if I was cruising or what, but I saw him down there, and I was with, I think, Jamie Gregory or somebody else, and we ended up stopping and asking him what he was doing, and he said, he's working on this porch for his grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were like, well, we'll help, and... So, yeah, we ended up spending a couple hours out there helping Aaron put that porch on there.
That's cool.
Yeah, but I thought that was Eddie's. And see, that's...
No, Eddie's just staying there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was probably...
I was going to say, Eddie saw me and didn't come out. And
oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, but I knew... I thought again that it was Eddie's place because again I saw Eddie at the he is at the door. He came through the door and at the back and saw me out there and it's like just went back inside. And,
yeah, no, that was Grandpa's place. He okay. he lived there until he had a stroke. Then when he had a stroke,
when your grandpa had a stroke,
he lived with us for about a year after that.
Okay,
and then he bought that house down on Cherry Street.
Here in Hartford.
We had him buy the house here on Cherry Street. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not there anymore. They
raised Dad let, it too.
Huh?
The house isn't there anymore.
No.
No.
Yeah, they.
It's flat. Chad Oxley actually owns the property. Yeah. Now.
Well, they've raised last year. I think there was 79 homes in Black in Hartford City. Got.
They didn't put a home on it though.
No, well, no, just got torn down. Yeah. Right. They just. You know.
Yeah.
79 homes, and this year there's already, somebody had told me that, like, that they just tore down another one here.
Mm-hmm. They've somewhere. Tore down about seven more than I know of since.
Really? Yeah, just this year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because yeah, one of them's down here on Monroe Street, down by where we used to live. That greenhouse on the right.
Well, yeah, Jason bought that and tore it down. Or, well, no.
No,
Cheeseman not that tore one. It down, and Jason bought the property.
Not Jason. That one. The brown house.
Oh.
Jason who?
J-Dub.
Jason.
Oh. Wow, he owns property?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Good for Jay.
Yep.
Good for J-Dub, property owner.
He's going to put a big-ass garden on him, I guess.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's cool. Hey, we got a... Tyson and I have been working on that community garden for... in Matthews, and we got that... had a meeting with the board members of... Matthews Town and got an approval to use a school property down there where the
oh shit
they've now made it a community building but
where yeah, the old school used to be
yeah where the school and it's nice that school is it's, nice
yeah it's not that old of a school
no,
either
it's not man they have like
because I remember taking Dina's kids down there I know, would walk them to school
bathrooms are nice and
yeah, up to date
yeah I mean it's really it kind of surprised me but they're allowing us to use property outside of the, you know, on the land mm-hmm. from the school. And
you get to plant the garden there.
Yeah, we're getting, again, we've been working on the community garden for the past couple months off and on trying to get, you know, ideas, and that was a big thing, is if we could get the school property down there, it'd be great. Just because there's a parking lot, it's and it is a community building, so it would be appropriate to have a community garden out yeah. there. But they, again, have allowed us to use an area, and we've got to get it ready to go, but that was a big thing for us, the... Get wish, approved.
Wish they do something like that here in town.
They do well, have they a community do. Garden they have a here couple. In town.
That's where
there behind was, where we used to live on Monroe Street.
Well, and there was one with this church up here, across from the fire department.
Grace United Methodist Church.
I think it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
they still have it.
Do they still have it?
It's down over here on Jefferson Street. Okay. They used to have a house there, and they tore the house down a couple years ago, and then they planted a garden. It's behind a church. That's okay. on
like
High
a
Street.
Vegetable garden or yes. like a flower garden?
Vegetable yeah, garden.
Well, and they can do
they,
either.
They have to donate 10% of whatever they grow to the food pantry.
Yeah, see, and that's
I
what we're...
I think they should donate all of it, but...
Well,
they sell
why
it.
Not
they
use
sell
it
them.
For your family or, you know, that's...
People who don't have enough land to build a garden,
yeah.
to plant a
well,
garden.
Yeah, that's why it should go to help needy people.
But well, and some people that plant gardens... could be considered needy.
Right.
And that's why they're planting a garden. And like you say,
yeah.
they don't
I'm
have,
needy. That's why see, we're building a garden this
yeah,
year.
Yeah. Well, and that's... I yeah. think it's a good idea. I mean, for... It's a way that we can, you know, supplement our diets and our billfold to...
Vegetables are fucking expensive,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, grow things that, you know...
Mm-hmm.
I want to do in the community garden, which I also have a garden out... at my place, but at the community garden, I'm going to do a bunch of Brussels sprouts. things that I don't normally grow that Tyson has this recipe for Brussels sprouts that are just awesome. You broil them.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And the outer leaves get kind of crispy, and they're awesome. But yeah, I thought, I may put out 20 or 30 Brussels sprouts, maybe more. I haven't decided, but I want a bunch of Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yeah.
And, in there, I'll probably plant things that I normally don't plant.
Yeah.
On my garden. But I think it'll be good for the community. I hope we have a turnout that, that people are interested enough to come and, participate. We're going to have a children's section and thought about having like a contest for like the tallest sunflower or
biggest pumpkin.
Yeah, something like that for the kids.
That'd be cool.
Then have your individual pot areas and have a community area that's, everybody, you can have an area of it or just here's what we're going to do and everybody kind of helps weed and take care of this spot. But a big issue too is water, to be able to get water to it. And we've got, I think we have 4 tanks lined up.
Really?
Yeah. Gaston, their AgBest, is donating 2 400-gallon tanks.
Wow, that's
to
cool.
us. And then BJ, who works at Saint-Gobain or whatever that glass factory is in Dunkirk there.
Really?
Saint-Gobain, yeah.
I thought he worked for Budweiser.
Yeah, he left there. He's worked over at this place for...
Oh, he's a slave to the bottle shop, huh?
3 or 4 months. Yeah.
Yeah, my brother-in-law works there.
Okay, well, evidently he had a couple, had called me and said that they have a couple tanks that they would, if he could get them, that I could have, for the garden. Right. So at least we have 2 400-gallon tanks, which, 800 gallons is quite a bit of water,
Yeah, I don't know how much water it would take.
How would you get those filled? Call the fire department?
Yeah, actually, I need to talk to the fire department, but they had a meeting a couple weeks ago, and they were going to bring it up to see if they were willing to fill our tanks.
And at what cost?
They wouldn't charge us. That was the,
right.
a way for them to contribute
to the community.
To the community garden, right.
Right on. Well, hey, let's wrap up NPR.
Yeah, let's wrap up the...
This has been Gardening Hour on BUI.
The Ag Report.
Belligerent Bill would be proud. Remember in our first episode, he's like, I want to talk about gardening. And we're like, we want to talk about you shutting the fuck up.
Yeah, Tyson just went up and visited with Belligerent Bill a couple weeks ago. And they spent the weekend up there, I guess, had a really good time. And I guess Belligerent Bill's doing well.
Yep.
And his spouse seems to be... hanging in there, and the kids, so evidently doing well. And
that speaks volumes.
Yeah. So, Belligerent Bill, I doubt if he ever listened to the show, but...
Oh, no. He don't even know how to get on the internet.
Yeah, okay.
Well, for Blogging Under the Influence, episode 96, I've been Mick.
And Scott.
And Shauna.
Okay, bye.